Okay, we left off last time, sort of in the middle, so let's just take one step back and then hopefully take a few giant steps forward. We saw the sugya in which Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish have their disagreement in terms of how to learn our Mishnah, Klape the Mishnah that we have in Makos, how do we deal with the two Mishnayos, and the Gemara deals with the Shitos of Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and at one point the Gemara over here in Daf Lamed Hey Amed Aleph, Rava says, is it possible that there should be anyone who would disagree with Tana de Bechizkia? Tana de Bechizkia is that Shita in the Tanoim that takes the world of Kamei Midrabbe Minei to its nth degree. Not only do we say Kamei Midrabbe Minei, that we have a Ptur of Mammon when we actually have a Din Misa on the table, but even if there's no Din Misa on the table, even if it's a situation of Shogeg, a situation of Eino Miskaven, a situation of Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida, etc., even in situations where we would not have a practical Din Misa, B'chol zot, says Tana de Bechizkia, we have a p'tur of mamon. Ma'kei behema u'ma'kei adam, just as ma'kei behema, just as nizikim, we say adam mu'ad ra'olam, he's always chayev mamon. So in the world of ma'kei adam, whenever there is an act that even theoretically can bring about a chayev misa, that's going to bring about a p'tur of mamon. That's the background that we saw. Tosus was very bothered. How can Rava say, mi ika midi? So there's no one that disagrees with Tana de Bechizkia. We have a black and white Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Tesimut Beis that both Rebbe and Rabbanon, who disagree in terms of the status of the halacha of harag, niskavin laharogetzeh, v'haragetzeh, is this individual chayev misa? Is this individual chayev mamon? Both of them disagree, says the Gemara, with Tana de Bechizkia. Mafka mi Rebbe, umafka mi Rabbanan. That if you want to hold like Tana de Bechizkia, you have to disagree with Rebbe and with Rabbanan. So how can our Gemara say everyone agrees with Tana de Bechizkia? So within Tosfos, we have two different answers to this question. One of them we saw last time, the other we'll see in a few minutes. And then we have a third answer that we find in the Ramban and the Rashba. And what we're going to try in the first step of today is to try and understand what is this Machlokes Rishonim that we have in front of us? What is it built? So the answer that we saw last time is in the Tosfos over here in Daf Lamed Hey Amed Aleph, the Ramaschel Mi, the sixth line of the Tosfos. V'yeshlamar d'linyan mamon acher isle l'kulhu hakeisha datana de Bechizkia v'lo prigi alei Ela b'mayde dekatani bein miskaven le'ein miskaven. Namely, the Tana de Bechizkia is made up of segments, and you can agree with one segment and with another segment. When we say that everyone agrees with Tana de Bechizkia, that's in segment A. That's in the world of bein shogeg bein mezid. That's our world. That's the world of our sugya. Whether there is a hasra'ah or there's not a hasra'ah, there, everyone agrees that there's going to be a p'tur of mamam. That's where everyone would agree. Where do we have a machlokis between Tana de Bechizkia on one hand and Rabbanon on another hand and Rebbe on a third? That's in the next segment of Tana de Bechizkia where he deals with the world of bein miskaven, bein ein miskaven. That in that world of ein miskaven, namely that a person intended to kill party A and accidentally killed party B, Rabbanan say there is a chiyuv misa. Rebbe says there is a chiyuv mamon, that you pay demei haneherag, you pay ki'ilu the value, like a civil case, so you pay ki'ilu the value of the person who was killed. And there, Tana de Bechizkia says, you don't pay anything. Right? There is a head-on disagreement. But that segment has nothing to do with the first segment. Just as the third segment of Derech Aliyah and Derech Yeriyah has nothing to do with the first or the second segment. That third segment we're going to deal with when we get to the Gemara later on, in Yitz Hashem, we'll get there, and Daf Lamed Zayin Amed Beis and Lamed Ches Amed Aleph, there the Gemara is going to revisit Tana de Bechizkia and deal with it in the world of Derech Aliyah and Derech Yeriyah. So we're going to come to that. But at least in the first two segments, we can distinguish between them. The first segment deals with the world of shogeg, and there everyone agrees, chiyuv miso shogegim peturim min hamamon. Everyone agrees to Hanan v'Chizkiyah. Their disagreement is in the world of niskaven larogetzeh v'harogetzeh. Rebbe has his shita, Rabbanan have their shita, and their Tanna b'Chizkiyah disagrees with both. Okay? That's the first Teretz of Tosfos that we saw last time. Just to continue within Tosfos, but skipping one section, there is another direction that one can take, which is found two lines from the end of the thin lines of Tosfos. Tosfos is built like a building state. So in the thin lines of Tosfos, two lines from the end, we have over there Ularashba Nireh. You see it? Ularashba Nireh, we're well aware that this Rashba is not the Rashba of the student of the Ramban, but rather this Rashba is the Rash Mishans, the Rav Shimshon Mishans, Rav Shimshon ben Elazar, that we have a Bala Tosfos. He has a different approach to answer Tosfos' question. The Mishum Hachi Kaparech Lemi Tana de Bechiskia, not because everyone agrees with Tana de Bechiskia, but rather Mishum de Rav Yochanan Muki Masnisin below Histrubo, the Katani Seifa, the Chiyev Emisos, Peturim. Imkain Masnisin Savra, the Chiyev Emisos Shogegim, Peturim. Namely, that we're asking from Tana de Bechiskia, even though maybe really, maybe Tosfos' thesis is wrong. Maybe all of Tanna d'Bechizkiyah are interconnected. Maybe if you disagree in segment 2, you also disagree in segment 1. But that's not relevant to us. We're bringing in Tanna d'Bechizkiyah because we're coming to explain Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan sets up the Reisha of our Mishnah, Bo al Achoso, as a case of Lo Hisrabo. That's why, according to Rav Yochanan, he pays money because there's no Malkos in the picture. Lo Hisrabo. The Seifa of our Mishnah deals with Ba'al Bito, a situation of Chiyav Emisos. If the Reisha is an Ukimta of Lo Hisru, Kaner Ed that the Seifa is also an Ukimta of Lo Hisru. So we're dealing with Chiyav Emisos Shogegin. We're dealing with Chiyav Emisos without a Hasra'a. And the Mishnah says in that case that Ba'al Bito is Potter from Knas. So you see that our Mishnah is assuming Tana de Bechizkiyah. We don't care about the world of Shas. Does the world of Shas agree with Tana de Bechizkiyah or not? We're dealing with a local issue of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan himself, who's explaining the Mishnah as Lo Hisrubo, he has to agree with Tana de Bechizkiyah because the Mishnah not only has a Reisha that Rav Yochanan is explaining, it also has a Seifa. And therefore, since the Seifa agrees with Tana Bechizkiyah, Kainera, the Rav Yochanan agree with Tana Bechizkiyah. That's what Tosfos, the Rashba is saying. For the Rashba Nira, the Mishum Hachi Kaparach Lei, Mitana de Bechizkiyah, Mishum de Rabbi Yochanan Muki Masnisen below Hisrubo. The Katani Seifa, Chieve Misos, Neba Albito, Peturin, Imkain Masnisen, Savra, Chieve Misos, Shogegim, Peturin. Because had the Seifa been a case of Hisrubo, so then, you know, it's the whole Gemara, you could explain, would not go in this direction. In other words, if you wanted to say, oh, the Reisha is a case of Hisru, and the Seifa is a case, sorry, the Reisha is a case of Lo Hisru, and the Seifa is a case of Hisru, Lifrog Bechieve Malkos Gufayu. So why bring a Reisha and a Seifa from Achot to Bat? We could say, even in the world of Achot, if Lo Hisru Bo, then there's Knas. If Hisru Bo, then there's no Knas. And since the Gemara doesn't go in that direction, that Kaner'eh that we paskin, our Mishnah assumes Tana Debei Chizkiyah. Ulefizeh, in the first wide line, Metzinan Lememar Mafka Midarebi V'Rabbanan Bekulam Vilsa. That maybe really Tosfos' question was proper. That Tana Debei Chizkiyah is a Das Yachid, that Rebbe's against him, and Rabbanan's against him, even in the first segment. But it doesn't make a difference to us. Even that may be true, but we're dealing with Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan, explaining the Mishnah, has to agree with Tana de Bechizkiyah. That's all that our Gemara is saying. Okay, in words that we have over here a local psak, not a universal psak. Okay, so these are the two, if you want to call them extremes, that we have to explain the statement of Rava, Mi'ika, Leman Da'amar, Chiv Emisa Shogegin Chayavim, HaTana de Bechizkiyah. But we pointed out last time, and this is what I photostated for you on the page that should be in front of you, that we have the Ramban and the Rashba, and I thought I studied the Rashba, that take what appears to be an approach that's not nishtahin nishtaher, that's not consistent. Let's go back to our time of the Bechizkiya. So we point to Tana de Bechizkiya as segment number one, that shogeg, what we call chiyve misos shogegin. The classic example is Bali Hatra'ah, that this is patur mimama. It's not only mazid is patur from mamon, but we extend it even to the world of shogeg. Shogeg, kamezid. Kamezid. We have a different shogeg, kamezid. That's segment number one. Segment number two was eino miskaven, kemiskaven, and it's also patur mimama. We explained that this world of eino miskaven is the case of miskaven laharog aleph laharag bet. We have these two people who are fighting, and one wants to hit the other one and kill him, and accidentally hits this pregnant woman, and he kills her. That is also patur mimama. So we asked, that appears to go against both. That in this case, we know there's a machlokes between Rabbanan and Rebbe. Rabbanan say that in this case, you're chayav misa. You're miskaden. You intend to kill. My nef community, we intend to kill A or B. You have blood in your eyes. You want to kill. You fulfilled your desire to kill. It's true, the victim is not the victim that you thought of, but my nafgamina, you're a rotzeach, you're chayav misa. Rebbe said, you're not chayav misa, you didn't intend to kill B. In other words, the Torah speaks about va'arav lo, v'kam lo, that you have to have intent, va'arav lo, you have to have intent for that victim, not for another victim, but you are still chayav. What are you chayav? Because after all, the pasuk says, nefesh tach nefesh, so Rabbanan interpret nefesh tachas nefesh literally, chayav misa. Rebbe says it's like ayin tachas ayin. You're chayav demei neherak. You have to pay the family. You kill their breadwinner. You kill this wife. She's going to raise the children. Now the husband's going to have to hire babysitters to raise or get married to someone else. So you have to pay. You have to pay. You're not chayav misa because you hit the wrong victim, but you're chayav demei neherak. Comes along Tana de Bechizkiya. Oh, we said it over here. This is Tana de Bechizkiya. He says, Pater from Mamon, and we pointed out from Mesa. Namely, Tana de Bechizkiya disagrees both with Rabbanan and Rebbe. Right? That's what we saw. So Tosa said, this is not an issue. We make a line over here. We can have a three-way disagreement in segment two, but segment one is agreed by everyone. And that's weird. In our Gemara, we're talking about segment one. And so in segment one, in the case of without Hasra, everyone agrees that you're patur from Mamon. What would be in segment two? Miskaven la'arog echad v'harog sheni. Rabbanan have their opinion. Rebbe has their opinion. The Tana Bechizkiya has his opinion. That's a three-way machlokes in Achinami. And if you were to decide, we paskin in this machlokes, probably, using the rules of Sak, how would we paskin? Like Rabban. Probably we paskin like Rabban. We're going to deal with this in Yisrael Hashem when we get to the Rambam, but probably we should paskin like Rabban, and that niskaben laharog zeh v'harog zeh chayev misa. Because Tana de Bechizkiya is one Tana, Rebbe is one, I mean, they're both very important Tanaim, but it's Rabban. Okay, but it's not a, we don't have to look at this. Comes along the Rashba and the Ramban, and they say that Even though, from our bed now, she's a different color ink. So, that even though over here this would be the din of Tana de Bechizkia, and this would be the din of Rabbanan, that they would both say that Shogeg would pati you from Mammon. However, Rebbe over here, he disagrees. Rebbe over here disagrees. Rebbe over here would say that you are Chayav Mammon. Now, what the Rashba says, this is still not the end of the world. Mi ika mando amar halacha lamaisa. If Tana de Bechisya and Rebbe say pater mi mamon, in achinami, Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe disagrees. However, it's still two against one. It's still the rove. It's still most tanaim hold that in this situation we say pater. It's true. Rebbe would disagree. But the question is, where did this come from? Where did the Rashba see that Rebbe, who's talking in a world of Niskavet, Laro, Getzeh, Bahara, Getzeh, where did he see that Tana de Bechizkia, where did he see that Rebbe would disagree over here? Isn't Tosfos right that these are really two totally separate issues? One issue is, do we extend the din of Kamlei Midrabba Mine to the world of Shogeg? And another is, how do we deal with the situation in Niskavet, Laharog, Echad, Bahara, Getzeh, where you have a victim that you did not intend? Do we say that's totally irrelevant? Do we say that's very relevant in terms of Misa, but there's still going to be a Chi of Mama? Or do we say that it's not going to be a Chi of Misa or Mama? This is apples and this is oranges. How did the Rashba move and say that Rebbe, who disagrees here, he would also disagree over here? Where is this coming from? What is the machlokas over here between Tosfos and the Rashba? Tosfos made this line. Namely, Tosfos understands that even Rebbe would agree over here, right? This is a din of, this is Tosfos. Tana Bechizkia and Rabbanan and Rebbe, they all say patur. Because this is the world of Tana Bechizkia. Why say that Rebbe would disagree? And the Rashba understands that Rebbe disagrees. This is it inside. You look in the Keter that says Rashba Ksuvas Tachlamed Hey Miika Lamando Amar on the back of the page. So he asks the question, how can you in Tomar Hechi Parach Mehadatana de Bechizkia? Doesn't the Gemara say that Rebbe and Rabbanan disagree? And so then he learns like Tosfos, where it says V'yesh Lomar. It's about 2, 4, about 7 lines, 8 lines in, 3 words into the line. Yeshlama de Rabbanan vaday islay hakesha de make behema make adam, bein asrube, bein lo asrube, patr mimam karna de bechizkia. Where do they disagree? Niskavin laharo getzeh, or getzeh, pli getana de bechizkia. Ihu savar patr achi iskavin lo. That chizkia says, you're never going to be chayef misa unless you have the right victim. Inu savar de chayef, as long as it is the intent to murder. Umihu, Rebbe, Vadai, a Rebbe, Vadai Pliga. Certainly there's a machlokes, even in A, between Rebbe and Tana de Bechizkia. V'hacha, have a matzi luk meha de Rav Yochanan ku Rebbe. So theoretically, you could say, well, maybe Rav Yochanan holds like Rebbe. Elo de lo neche luk mekichidoi. But sof kol sof, if we have two against one, Tana de Bechizkia and Rabbanan against Rebbe, kanere that Rav Yochanan should go like the majority opinion. So, okay. So he just says it. Now, vadai, certainly there's a machokas between Rebbe and Tana de Bechizkia. So to answer this, what I'd like to do is to go to the keta that I put for you on the front page of the Mara Makomos. It says 29. And just give you a little bit of background. And that is as follows. There is a sugya in Baba Kama. It's a complicated sugya. Otherwise, I would have sent you to the sugya itself. On Daf Mem Gimel Amud, actually, it starts with Daf Mem Beis. Mem Beis, Mem Beis, Mem Beis, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, dealing with the world of Kofer and Shloshim Shel Eved. That when we have a situation where someone has a shor, and his shor were to gore a person, and then the shor is put to death and the owner has to pay kofar. How exactly the owner pays this kofar, which is a form of kapara, is it his value, the value of the person who was murdered, who was killed by the shor, is a machlokes. And were the shor to gore an eved, then there's a knas called shloshim shel eved. And the question is this shor, do we sort of look into his mind or look into his act? Did he intend to do it? Did he do it? Does it appear he did it by accident? He was just sort of walking backwards. Maybe he heard a rocket and he went running, and he, you know, it's clear he didn't intend to kill someone. Is that a relevant factor or not? Going back and forth, machlokes amoraim, in other words, ad kedei kach, very, very, very unclear exactly what everyone holds. So in that context of that sugya, there is a Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz, not in the Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz, but in the Shita Mekubetzes, quoted the name of Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz, who wants to link the machlokes amoraim over there to our sugya. That's why I brought it. He wants to link it to our sugya. So you see over here, v'hocha mayri miskavein ve'eno miskavein detana debei chizkiya. That we have to come back to our sugya, and he raises a chakira within our sugya. He raises the chakira within our sugya. We pointed out that we have a three-way machlokes between Tana de Bechizkiya, Rabbanan, and Rebbe. What do we do in a situation of Niskabin la'arog echad b'harak sheni? This, so the Gemara, so Tosfos, Rebbe no parents, was to say, maybe we'd have a similar issue in the world of a shor. That you know, it's maybe he didn't intend to kill, or maybe he intended to kill party A, and didn't kill the party B. And what the Tosfos Rebbe no parents wants to do is give a chakira, why over here does Tana de Bechizkiya say that you are pater from mama? Why? The fact that Tana de Bechizkiya says you're pater from Misa, that's obvious. Why are you pater from Misa? What, after all, aren't you a rotseach? Didn't you intend to kill someone? So why would Tana de Bechizkiya disagree with Rabbanan who say that you're chayav Misa? Like the same way Rebbe, Arav Lo. The Torah says, Arav Lo, that you have to sit in ambush for a particular person, that the victim is part and parcel of you being a rotzeach. If you kill someone else, that's a lack of within the world of Ritzicha. Just like Rebbe says that you're pater from Misa, so over here, Tana de Bechizkiya says you're pater from Misa. That's clear. But why does Tana de Bechizkiya disagree with Rebbe? Rebbe says, okay, you're pater from Misa, but nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, at least pay money, like ayin tachat ayin. You're pater from taking out your eye, but at least pay. There's a loss. You're not only a rotzeach, you're a mazik. You're causing damage to the yorshim, to the whole family. Why shouldn't you pay the family for the loss of their relative? You should pay demei neherag. Why does Rebbe say you do not pay demei neherag? So here the chakira of the Tosa Meheret, we'll say it outside and then see it inside, is that one could understand Tana de Bechizkiya, the Ptur of Mammon, in one of two ways. One way of saying is that really, Rebbe, you know, you're correct. You're correct. There really should be a chi of Mammon over here. That when a person is a rotzeach, he's really also a mazik. Aside from the homicide case, there's also a civil case. That there's payment that's involved, there really should be. But what? Why over here does Tana de Bechizkiya disagree with Rebbe? In a Chemi, there should be a Chiyuv Mamon, but what overrides it? Excellent. Kamei Midrabamine, that we have a din that whenever you do an act that could bring about a Chiyuv Misa, you're pater from Mamon. Not only when there actually is a chi of Misa, right? Just like Shogeg. There's not going to be a chi of Misa in Shogeg, but since it's an act that, had it been done under other circumstances, would have brought about a chi of Misa, you're pater from Mammon. So this Mammon over here is coming in from our principle. The principle of Kamlei Midrabbanei applies even in Shogeg. That's one way of understanding. What's another way of understanding why you're pater from Mammon? Not that really you should be, but we have a higher principle, but rather, you can't make up a chi of mamon. We don't find anywhere that a ben chorin, that a normative, normal Jew, has monetary value. We have a din of kofer, we have a din of shloshim shel eved, but those are when an animal does something, not when an individual, when a person takes someone else's life. We can't talk about money per se. We don't have a concept, namely that that Tana Rechiskia may disagree with Rebbe on principle. On principle, there's no such thing as Domain Neherag. You're making this up. You're saying, well, just like when an animal were to kill, there would be kofar. Maybe over here there's also... Where does that come from? Let's look in the text itself. Ubahach l'mari miskavein ve'im miskavein Tana Rechiskia linyan toras kofar. That the first side is saying that in terms of the domin, in terms of the domain neherag that the Rebbe is speaking about, Ratana Bechiskia holds its pater because we compare shogeg to mezid, kamo mamon shimo, just like mamon acher, just like Kamid Ramide takes away external chiyuve mamon that happen to be simultaneous with the chiyuv misa. Kevan the Torah's damim l'rabba mikoach svara who kedin nizikin da alma. The fact that there is such a concept of dmei neherag, that's a svara. Imkein shayach behu kamoi midrabba minei kamo mamon she'imo. The same way that you're pater from simultaneous chi of mamon, which could come from a totally different source when you have a maisa of misa, so also you're pater from this dmei neherag. The mezid nafko amigo ye ason, the shogeg mitana de bechiskia, the maki shogeg le mezid. That's one side of the chakira, and the Tosef and the Peretz want to say that's the side of Rabba. Avoleinach amoroi de pligi ala de Rabba in that sugi and Baba Kama and daf mem gimel medbeis umachayev ve kofer when an animal kills shalob kavana vehid de mishalim al pi atzmo myri shapir be kofer. Avol, in other words, that sugya is talking about kofar, and that kofar is a question of knas, and a person is a question, is it mammon or knas, etc. Avol domi lo shayech chlal beben chorin. But a person does not have a value. Ki im bitaras kofar. There's just this exception in the world of an animal that kills a person, that the owner of the animal pays kofar. Vehecha deleka kofar. And when there's no animal in the picture and there's no kofar, afilu damim leka, there's not going to be a payment for the value of the person. There's nothing to do with this world of Rebbe. Kamei b'derabine applies only to a simultaneous chiyuv of mamon, which is a real chiyuv. Patrina mishum kamei b'derabine milo yeoso no miskaven ve'eno miskaven ayrilinya demei neherag haynu kofer. But that's the question as to whether such a thing exists or not. The mematina may olav legamri the mematina bein b'toras damim bein b'toras kofer ein toras damim klal b'den chorin ki im toras kofer. Namely, that the machlokas over here between Tana Rechiskia and Rebbe can be learned on two planes. It could be learned that Tana Rechiskia agrees with Rebbe in principle that there is a concept of Domein Neherag, just it's overridden with the din of Kamei Midrabim Minei. Or it could be, no, that Tana Rechiskia and Rebbe disagree as to whether Ekroni there exists a concept of Domein Neherag. Rebbe says yes, and Tana Rechiskia agrees with Rabbanan that no, Ekroni. Okay? Now, let's go back to our issue. We saw a machlokes rishonim as to whether we can make this line, as to whether we can say that this whole machlokes of Tana de Bechiskia, Rebbe and Rabbanan is a local machlokes within Niskavid Larogetzeh Baharogetzeh, but that everyone would agree that we have a din of Shogeg Kemezid, and that's what's relevant to our sugya, or most people would agree, Rabbanan would agree with Tana de Bechiskia, but Rebbe would disagree. The first approach was that of Tosos, we can make the line, and the Rashba we saw says, no, Rebbe disagrees with Tana de Bechiskia in the case of Shogeg Kemezid. Rebbe doesn't hold of Shogeg Kemezid. He disagrees with that approach. Can you explain to me what is the machlokes between Tosos and the Rashba? Why would they disagree as to whether we can make this line and Rebbe could agree with this principle and only have a local machlokes or whether Rebbe belongs over here. No, based on the two approaches of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, yes.
Well, like the first line of the Chakira, and Taim V'Chizkiya will say, Kimli with Rabbi Minei will eliminate any possible Chiyuv Mamon. And if Rebbe is saying there is a Chiyuv Mamon, obviously he doesn't hold them.
Excellent, right. If we want to say, like the first approach of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, excellent, that really Taim V'Chizkiya agrees with Rebbe in principle that there could be a Domein Neherag, but it's overridden because of Shogeg Kamezes. So what does Rebbe himself hold? He holds that you're chayef min neherag. What happened to kamei midrabbi minei? Kanare the Rebbe holds that. Where do we say kamei midrabbi minei? Only in what case? Mezid. But here, niskavim laro getze v'hara getze, when we're dealing with the case of shogeg, there is no din of kamei midrabbi minei. There is nothing that's going to remove the domain neherag. Namely, that the machlokas between Rebbe and Tana d'Chizkiya is exactly, is there a principle that chiyuv emisa shogehim are pater from mamam? Tana d'Chizkiya says, yes, pater mi mamam. So even though this mamam exists, but you're pater because it's overridden by this principle. While Rebbe holds that you're chayiv the main neherag, he says that we don't override it. Does that mean there's no kamei midrabbeinu? There is kamei midrabbeinu in mezid. But there's no coming in Dravine when something is missing. Shogeg, something is missing. This Kavinor gets there, something is missing. So in that situation, according to the first side of the Chakira of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Rebbe and Tana Beit Chizkiya have a machlokas. Masha Ein Kain, if we take the second side, why does Rebbe just say over here, Potter from Mammon, and Rebbe said, why does Tana Beit Chizkiya over here say, Potter from Mammon, and Rebbe says, Chayef Mammon? It's an ekroni question. Is there a concept of demei chai? Is there a concept that an individual, a ben chorin, has a value? Can we extend the world of kofar to the world of people killing one another, that there is also a concept of a monetary payment because of loss? Can we speak about this concept of mazik? Rebbe says yes. Tana Beit Chizkiya says no. Machlokas ekronit. This machlokas ekronit is below the line. It has to do only with two. There's no machlokas in one, only in two. So Tosfos takes the approach of the second side of the Chakira, that the machlokas over here is a machlokas ekronit. Just like we have a machlokas ekronit between Tana Beit Chizkiya and Rabbanan as to whether there's a concept of arav lo, or it's enough simply to have in mind that you want to kill, but the victim is not important. That's a machloket ekronit. That's a machloket dealing with a core issue. So also, between Tana Beit Chizkiya and Rebbe, there's a machloket ekronit as to whether there's a concept of Domein Neherag. But that is all in two. But in one, everyone agrees. That's Tosfos' approach. The Rashba and the Ramban, their approach is no, everyone, even Rebbe, even Tana Beit Chizkiya would agree that there's a concept of Domein Neherag, but it's overridden with... It's overridden with Shogeg Kamezid. It's overridden with the Kamei Midrabbeinu. And then Rebbe, who disagrees and says that it's not overridden, he would disagree already in one. He would say that you can't learn Kamei Midrabbeinu to a world of Shogeg. Kamei Midrabbeinu is only in a world of Mezid. It's only in a world where there's actually a Chiyuv Misa. Okay? So that, I think, would help explain this Machlokas Rishonim. So we have over here then three ways of learning our Gemara, why our Gemara says Tana Beit Chizkiya cannot be ignored. According to Tosfos, it's because everyone agrees. According to the Rashba and the Ramban, because most agree. And Rabbanan agree with Tana Beit Chizkiya, even though Rebbe disagrees. And according to the Rash Mishans, it could be no one agree with Tana Beit Chizkiya, but the context of our Sugya is our Mishnah, and within our Mishnah we have a din of, according to Rav Yochanan, he sets it up as a case of without hasra'ah, and we have the case of bito, ba'al bito, that you're pater from mamon, so we see shogeg kamezid, that even without hasra'ah, you're pater from mamon. Simply that it's built in to our sugya, the din of Tana Beit Chizkiya, but it could be b'chol ha'Torah kula, that we wouldn't pass him like it. Okay? Okay. There's one more shita that I want to talk to you about, and that is the Rambam. But before learning the Rambam, let's just learn a few more lines of Tosfos, that may appear to be totally irrelevant to the Rambam, but could be very, 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 very relevant to the Rambam. Okay, with that introduction, we skipped a little bit within Tosfos. Tosfos first brought that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Tesem Beis, that we have Rebbe and Rabbanon L'chora disagreeing with Tana de Bechizkiya, and Tosfos gave his answer that in 2 they disagree, Roman numeral 2, but in Roman numeral 1, which is our sugya, they agree. Then Tosfos continues, right above the parentheses where it says Shom Pei Dalet Amud Beis, Avol Kasha L'Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Okay, we've gotten rid of the issue of Sanhedrin Ayin Tes Amud Beis, but there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Amrinan Ha Nicha L'Man De Islei Tana De Bechizkiya Avol L'Man De Lesle Datatam. So clearly, in that Gemara in Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, it appears that Tana de Bechizkiya is not the only player in town. It's not unanimous, right? That there is someone who disagrees. Mashma de'ika Tana de Palig. And so shouldn't that raise a red flag? Rama Rabbi Yitzchak says, no. It's not that much of a problem. Hainu Rabbi Chaga midoroma. That Tana who disagrees with Tana de Bechizkiya is a Tana that we have never heard of previously. There is this Tana named Rab Chaga, and he is coming from the Darom, right? The Darom generally is Eretz Yisrael. The Aisi Masnisa Biyade, who is mentioned in the Sugya in Baba Kama on Daf Membeis Amid Aleph, that he brought with him an oral tradition, a Braisa, the Aisi Masnisa Biyade, Kidamrinam Perek Shor Shanagach Dalad Vehei, that Tana, that he said in a case of Shnei Anashim Kinitkavnu Zelaze, Af al pi shi yesh oson b'isha, ye onshu b'dmei vladot. That even though, and again, we have two people who are fighting, and then the woman is hit and she is killed, and she, of course, she's dead, so she also no longer is carrying embryos. So this Tana, Rab Chaga Midaroma, says that the person who hit her is going to have to pay Dmei Vadot. He's going to have to pay the father, her husband, the value, if we could speak of it, of these embryos, right? That we would compare a woman who is pregnant to a woman who is not pregnant, and there would be a difference in value, or to be she'd be sold, and that he would give. So what we see over here, that even though we have an ason, even though the woman is killed, we still have Dmei Vladot. Alma Lesle Hekesha de Ben Shogeg Umezit. So Kanere, he disagreed with Tana de Bechizkiya. Tana de Bechizkiya says in such a case, you would never have Dmei Vladot. So we see that we have a machlokas. When we neutralized Rebbe, we neutralized Rabbanim, but what are we going to do over here with Reb Chaga Midaroma? So Tosis says, Hainu Mishum, the Tana de Bechizkiya Ikar. Okay. So now we have Tana de Bechizkiya, who l'chora is one individual, and we have Rab Chaga Midaroma, who l'chora is one individual. How can a Gemara say, does anyone disagree with Tana de Bechizkiya? So the Rav Yitzchak explains, it's Tana de Bechizkiya is not just one individual. Hu haya shone breito tsherabichia haya aviv. Tana de Bechizkiya has yichus. Right? That his father was Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is the source of all of the braisos that we have in Chazal. Tana de Bechizkiya, he is the repository of this entire tradition. K'namuchach b'sof habal yevimto. V'hein ikar u'mosvinan tiyufta minayhu. That we bring all the time braisos, in other words, as almost the equivalent of Mishnayos. So if you compare him to Reb Chaga Midaroma, excuse me, Reb Chaga Midaroma is a Tana, but you can't, he's not on the same plane as Tana de Bechizkiya. That's why our Gemara said Umi Ika. Okay, and then you understand that when the Rashba says no, we're talking about locally. In other words, the Rashmi Shantz over here, Rashba Nira. No. The reason we brought Tana Bechizkiya is because of Rav Yochanan locally v'chule. Namely, that after Tosfos got rid of the big question from Rebbe and Rabbanan, he still had to deal with the fact that we do have another Tana. And Tosfos says that different Tanoim have different weights within the world of the Amoraim. Tana de Bechizkiya was viewed almost like a braisa, as opposed to Reb Chaga Midaroma, he had his tradition, but it's not necessarily a mainstream tradition. A Das Yachid. He's a Das Yachid, and Tana de Bechizkia would be the equivalent of the rabbi. So Tosus is, you know, if you want to, Rabbi Yitzchak is more similar to the Rashba and the Ramban over here, that we have Tana de Bechizkia not being the only player in town, but being the main player in town. Okay. I'm putting that on the table, and now let's look at the Rambam. So the Rambam's photo added for you. The Rambam, we have a Rambam in Hilchos Ratzeach, we have Rambam in Hilchos Chol Bilu Mazik, and then we also have a Rambam in Hilchos Nara Besuba. The classic Rambams when we're dealing with this issue that are dealt with by most Achronim are the ones in Ratzeach and Chol Bilu Mazik. How did I get to the Rambam in Na'ara Besuba? A, Rav Bednarz put it on his Makoro sheet, but B, why did Rav Bednarz put it on his Makoro sheet? Because there is a Tosfos Yomtov in the Mishnayos in Baba Kama that asked the question from this Rambam in Na'ara Besuba, and that Tosfos Yomtov is also quoted in the Frankel Rambam in the Makoro. So you can get to it even without Rav Bednarz's Makoro sheet. Okay, but the first two are the classic Rambams that everyone talks about. That what does the Rambam say about all of this? Right? What does the Rambam say about how does he paskin in the world of kamalei midirabamine? To what does it apply? To what doesn't it apply? Etc. So let's start with the Rambam in Hilchos Ratzeach, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. Actually, let's start with the Rambam and Hilchos Na'ara Besula, just in other words, to give us a bit of background. Hayasa michiyuve misas bezdin. Again, talking about a person who is mafata, a person who is an ones, a person who is seducing, who is raping, a woman who is an arayos to him. Let's say, for example, his daughter. Hayasa michiyuve misas bezdin, kigon bito, or Eishes Beno, his daughter-in-law. Kayotze Ben. We have a whole list of arayos that we have, Chiyave Misos Bezdin. Let's say an individual were to commit incest with these women. Bein Hisrubo, Bein Lo Hisrubo, Patur Min Haknas. So the Rambam says that had there been a Hasra'a, he'd be Chayav Misa. We have a din of coming Midrabine. What if Lo Hisrubo? We still say that he's Potter. This is Chiyave Misos Shogegim. Namely, who is Rambam paskening like? Tana de Bechizkia, right? That we have a Ptur of Mammon in a world of Mazid and Shogeg Kamazid. Hisrubo is Mazid, Lo Hisrubo is Shogeg. Both cases are Potter Min Haknas. Okay? We'll stop at this point. We won't continue in that Rambam. But we pass like Tana de Bechizkia. Let's move over to the Rambam now in the top. Rotzeach Perek Dalet Ochalef. Hamiskaven laharug et ze. Veharag et ze. Patur mimisas bezdin. It's in the computer. Patur mimisas bezdin. Umin hatashlumin. Umin hagalut. You are patur from A and B and C. Whose shita is this? Who holds that niskaven? Laharogetze vaharogetze pater misas bezdin min hatashlumin min hagalus. Again, this is Tana de Bechizkia, exactly. Rabbanon would say in this case, what's the halacha? Chayev misa. Rebbe would say, what's the halacha? Chayev demei neherag. Right? But the Rambam says, pater misas bezdin umin hatashlumin, namely paskins like Tana de Bechizkia. Comes along the Ravid and says, in other words, why is Rambam passing this way? Miskavin laro gets said in the brackets, right? Vahara gets said, Pater Misas Bezdin, Rav Raham, Krabi Shimon, who's there? Vein halacha Krabi Shimon. We don't pass in that Pater Mimisas Bezdin. We pass in like Rabbanon, that you're Chayav Misas Bezdin. That's a different question, okay? But the Rambam is passing like Tana de Bechizkia, that you're Pater from everything, from the Misa, from the Tashlumen, from everything. Okay. So now let's move over to Rambam in Hilchos Chov Umazik, Perek Dalet. The Rambam says, Hanogeif es ha'isha v'yatzu yiladeha u mesa. We have a situation where a woman had been pregnant, and she both miscarries and dies, unfortunately. Af al pi shehaya shogeg, This is consistent. The Rambam is passing like Tana Debei Chizkiya, right? Shogeg Kemezid. So far, so good. But Medra Mamurim Kishen is Kaven Leisha. Aval im niskaven lechaveiro, v'nogaf es ha'isha, af al pi shemesa, ho'il v'hamisa b'lo kavana, hareze kedavar she'en bo misas bezdin, u'meshalem d'mei v'ladot. The Rambam says that in a situation of niskaven laharogetze v'haragetze, that there would be meshalem d'mei v'ladot. The Rambam just said in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Dalet, Halcha Aleph, Hamaskavin laharogetzeh v'haragetzeh, Potter misas bezdin umin atashlumin. And here the Rambam says, no, this is not like a world of shogeg. This is kedavar she'en bo misas bezdin chayev d'mei v'ladot. What is going on over here? The Rambam appears to be Soser himself, Minei Ubeid. This is what bothered the Magid Mishnah. This is what bothered the Lechem Mishnah. How do we deal over here with this Rambam? Okay, so I want you to tell me, firstly, why there is no stira in the Rambam, and then we have to find the source of the Rambam. Why is there no stira between this Rambam, that Mishalein Demei Vladot, and the Rambam who said, Miskaven Laharo Getzeh Vahara Getzeh Patur Min HaTashlumin? Isn't this Tashlumen? Yes?
Two separate sections from
Tashlumen. Okay, but before we get to that, that's next stage. But what? Which Tashlumen are you talking about?
Well, it's in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that there was a distinction between Machlokas Tanaim by the Menesek and the Machlokas Tanaim by the Levites. There wouldn't be Machlokas Tanaim by the...
Okay, so in other words, that we have to distinguish over here in the Rambam clearly between two types of Tashlumen. When the Rambam says in Perek Rotzeach Dalet Aleph, Pater Min HaTashlumin, which Tashlumin is he talking about? Demei Neherag, Demei HaIsha, right? That which Rebbe says you're Chayev Demei Neherag, that's what the Rambam says. No, we paskin like from the Vechizkiya, Pater Mi Mamam, from this Mamam you are Pater Mi Demei Neherag. When the Rambam in Hilchos Chov L'Mazik says you're Meshalim, he says you're Meshalim Demei V'ladot. That's a totally separate tashlum. But, just a minute, isn't it the same principle? Isn't it the same principle?
What
do you mean by the same principle? That chiyuvei miso shogegim patur min tashlumin. Mainach gemina, which tashlum we are talking about? What would Tosfos hold? In this halacha, in our words, Perek Dalal Chavav, what would Tosfos hold in that case? Niskaven lazeh v'hara getzeh, mishalim d'mei v'lados or not mishalim d'mei v'lados? Pater. So why? What over here? In other words. In other words, you're 100% correct. The Rambam is talking about two different types of tashlumen. But l'chora, what's the difference between these two types of tashlumen? Don't we have a principle that chiyev miso shogigim pturin min ha-tashlumen?
So we said Rabbeinu Peretz that it could be that Dmei Nerag, what the Rambam holds is not such a concept of Dmei Nerag. That's what he holds in Tam of the Beishis, yeah. Therefore, he passes in Hilchos Ritzach that he's talking about tashlumen Dmei Nerag. It could be over here, he kind of flips and says that there isn't a kimle, in that he doesn't pass connect time to Vishnu's get, but there isn't a din of kimle, but there are the Indian, Istanbul, and Zahar.
Fine. It's a very, very fascinating svara that you're coming with. Do you have any source for it?
Why would he pass in? Because over here, the Gemara says that there's no one cholak and time to Vishnu's get. Over here, the Gemara is talking about, that's the svara for yesterday.
If you remember, before we learned the Rambam, we sat down and read a few lines in Tosfos. Tosfos brought in this Da'as Yochid called Rab Chaga Midaroma and said, this Rab Chaga Midaroma disagrees with Tana de Bechizkiya, but he's a Da'as Yochid, we can push him off. Let's look at what he said. Let's look at Tosfos. Shnei Anashim, where it says, Babakama Membezim et Aleph. What Masoret did Reb Chaga Midaroma bring? Shnei Anashim ki niskavnu ze lo ze. We have two people who are fighting. They're trying to hit one another. Afal pi sheyesh ason beisha, but accidentally they hit a woman. Ye anshu bidmei vladot. Go back to the Rambam. That if you have a situation, is kavin lechaver of a nagav esaisha, afal pi shemesa, ho'ol v'hamisa b'lo kavana, mishalim d'mei v'ladot. Rambam over here is quoting Reb Chaga mi daroma. Reb Chaga, just a minute. Reb Chaga mi daroma. Doesn't he disagree with Tana de Bechizkiya? Didn't Rambam pass like Tana de Bechizkiya? So kanera according to the Rambam, what would he say? Does Reb Chaga mi daroma have to disagree with Tana de Bechizkiya? No. Again, going back to our picture 1, 2. In the world of real shogeg, the Rambam paskins like Tana de Bechizkiya. Chiyave miso shogegim pater mi mama. That's the Rambam over here, halacha hey. Hanoge v'sa'isha v'yotze ladeu mesa. Afal pishaya shogeg hareze patermin atashlumin. Patermin atashlumin means he's patur from Dmei Neherag, he's patur from Dmei Vlados, patermin atashlumin. But what if we don't have a case of classic shogeg? What if we have a case of niskavin laharog et ze, vaharag et ze? What if we have this situation? Okay? So this is what the Rambam dealt with in Hilchos Rotzeach. Miskavin laharog et ze, v'horag et ze, patim yisaz bezdin, umina tashlumin. Here he paskid like Tana de Bechizkiya that you are patur from Dmei Nehara. But what about Dmei Vladot? There's a fourth daya over here. Reb Chaga. Chayav Dmei Vladot. The Rambam can say, I passed in Akhtamad Bechizkiya in a case of shogeg. When we come to the world, Niskavin laharog b'haragetzeh, b'haragetzeh, I passed in like Reb Chaga, that you were chayav d'mei vladot. We said you were potter from d'mei neherag. That's apples and oranges. D'mei neherag, as we pointed out, there's no such chiyuv. Ekroni, there's no such chiyuv. But d'mei vladot, that is a chiyuv that we know does exist. The question is it overridden by kamlei midrabaminei? Reb Chaga says, I agree that in the world of shogeg, we say that we have the din of kamlei midrabaminei. But in the world of niskavin laharog etzeh v'horeg etzeh, here the Rambam says, I paskin like Reb Chaga, not like Tana de Bechizkiya. Tana de Bechizkiya extends eno miskavin to miskavin. But we can paskin, we saw in the Tosis, you can paskin like one and not paskin like two. You can paskin the world of shogeg and not paskin the world of niskavin laharog etzeh v'horeg etzeh. Shogeg is one type of a lack of chiyuv. Niskavin laharog etzeh v'horeg etzeh is a different type of a p'tur. You can paskin like Tana Bechizkiya here and paskin like Reb Chaga over here. Namely, without Reb Chaga, we don't have such a daya. Tana Bechizkiya says over here, pater from mamam, olam, because we have that p'tur. Rabbanan say yachayev misa. Rebbe says yachayev d'minera. But we have the Reb Chaga. You don't have to say like Tosfos, the Reb Chaga disagrees with Tana de Bechizkiya, one. Reb Chaga disagrees with Tana de Bechizkiya, two. But not Tana de Bechizkiya, one. So the same way that according to Tosfos, you can pass in like one, irrelevant of what goes on in number two, so also in the Rambam. In one, in Shogeg, we paskin like Tana de Bechizkiya, that we have a p'tur of mama. In Niskavin laharog etzeh v'horeg etzeh, we can pass like Reb Chaga, that you are chayev d'mei vladot. That the Tana de Bechizkiya, I'm sorry, that the din of kamay midrabinei can apply to a case of Shogeg, not to a case of Niskavin laharog etzeh v'horeg etzeh. Let's just read it in the Rambam itself. In other words, moving in Hilchos Chovel Ubazik. Again, none of this is mine. This is what I'm saying over here is the Chiddushei HaGris. This is what Rav Elwal Soloveitchik wrote in the Chiddushei HaGris. I'm just saying it over as with you. In other words, as you're coming up with the ideas. Rambam Chovel Mazik Dalid Hanogef Esaisha V'Yatzul Yiladeha Umesa Af Al Pisha Haya Shogeg. This is what we call Roman numeral number one. Hareza Potter Menatashlumen, because we pass like Tana de Bechiskia in a world of Shogeg. That we saw at the beginning of Hilchos Naara Besula. Ve'eno Mishalem Krum. But Medrim Amurim Halachavav Kish Niskavein Leisha. You were Shogeg, but Niskavein Leisha. Aval im Niskavein Lechaveiro Ve'nogav Esaisha. We have a case of Niskavein Lazeva Aragetze, what we called Roman numeral number two. Aval Pisha Mesa. We do not apply over here the rule of coming with Rabbi Minei. This is Rav Chaga. So the Rambam, and Paskins like Tana de Bechizkiya in the world of Shogeg, and Paskins like Rav Chaga in the world of Niskavin Laharogetzeh Vaharogetzeh. It's not a stira. Rav Chaga is not cholik on one. He's cholik on two. And within that two, so the Rambam says, look, we have a machokas. Rav Chaga is brought in the sugya in Baba Kama. We find over here that Amoraim agree with him, Ravi Dibaravin, etc. They agree with him in that sugya. So he paskins that way. That's what the Magid Mishnah point. The Magid Mishnah didn't get involved in all the lamdas, but that's what he pointed out, that there is a source. The question is, what do you do with the stira? But according to Tosis and the Ramban, the Rashbaz, that we view Tana de Bechizki as being segments, we don't necessarily have a stira. We can paskin like Tana de Bechizki in one, and passing like Rav Chaga in two. Just like Tosas passing like Tana Bechizkiya in one, and passing like Rabbanan in two, or like Rebbe in two. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to pass like Tana Bechizkiya here. So the Rambam passing like Rav Chaga here. Tosas understood that Rav Chaga is on one. That Rav Chaga says that even in one, you would be Chayav Tmei Vlados. And therefore, Tosas says, we have to say Zadas Yotin. But Rav Chaga doesn't talk about Shogeg. Rav Chaga talks about Niskavin Laharogetzeh, Niskavnu Zelazeh, a world of Kavana. Yes?
Shouldn't the case of Niskavin Laharogetzeh include also a case of Shogeg? In other words, and therefore, Tana Bechizkiya should still say here that the Dmei Vlado, which is the equivalent to a Teshlumin in the case of Shogeg, should be limited because of the drowning anyway.
In other words, Tana Bechizkiya himself does hold that.
So what, meaning...
But one can distinguish. Because Shogeg means that I know that I am hitting this individual. I am just not aware that there's a chi of misa for my hitting this individual. I think maybe it's mutter to kill this. I think this individual is that I am hitting is a rodef, and I'm allowed to kill them. I don't, in other words, that's what it appears to me. So I'm doing it, I'm niskaving, but it's Shogeg. In other words, there are two different planes. So when I'm doing an act which could bring about a chiyuv misa, then that's shogeg. Chiyuv misa shogeg is parted from mammon, just like chiyuv misas. But niskaven laharoget zavarget said there's no chiyuv misa. Orav lo. This is not a rotzeach. This is not viewed as someone who is in the parsha of rotzeach. We don't paskin like rabbanim. Right? Again, the Rambam doesn't paskin like rabbanim. The Rambam says you're potter from Misa. He says this is not a case of a chi of Misa. It's not a case of a chi of Misa. It's not coming with Rabbi Minei. Yeah?
The Rambam sees in Tanit of Yechizkiya that when it says the words Bemiskavin, the Shem Miskavin is referring to Dmei Nera.
The Rambam felt there was not.
And that's why Paskin's like Tanit of Yechizkiya. That Miskavin is an Ebem Miskavin. He says he's potter with Misa, but with Mammon like Tanit of Yechizkiya.
Like on the level of the main Nehara, correct. On the level of the Ikaro. In other words, the Ram, right, correct. In other words, the Rambam over here is basically. The Rambam is combining three, is dealing with three issues. He's dealing with Dmei Nehara, he's dealing with Dmei Vlados in a situation of Shogeg, and he's dealing with Dmei Vlados in a situation of niskaving laharog ze v'harog ze. On the world of the main neharag, the Rambam says it does not exist. Doesn't exist. We paskin in that way, like Tana de Bechizkiya against Rebbe. Rebbe held as a din of the main neharag. Rabbanon and
Tana de Bechizkiya say it doesn't exist. That's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Rotzeach, that the Mei Neharag doesn't exist. In terms of the Mei Vladot, if it's Shogeg, we paskin like Tana de Bechizkiya, that you're potter from the Mei Vladot. If it's a case of Niskaven Larag Etzeh Baharag Etzeh, the Rambam paskins like Rab Chaga, that you are chayev de mei v'ladot, that the din of Tana de Bechizkiya is only a case of shogeg, not a case of niskavin laharog etzeh v'harog etzeh. These are three different psakim, and there's no steer between these three psakim, right? That this is a din of one, this is the din of two, and this is an ikaron. The ikaron, the Rebbe disagrees with Tana de Bechizkiya. The Rebbe writes this in two, but there's no steerer between saying that there's a p'tur of the Mei Neharag and saying that there's a chiyuv of the Mei Vladot. Yeah?
The same issues that Tosfos has now with, you know, we have a Gemara that says somebody disagrees with Tana de Bechizkiya, so Rambam has the same problem, right?
No, I mean, but he answers the same way, that in the world of Shogeg, everyone agrees with Tana de Bechizkiya. Reb Chaga is not disagreeing in the world of Shogeg. In other words, Tosas brought in Reb Chaga, what do I do with it? Tosas says, well, Tana Bechizkiya is stronger than Reb Chaga. No, according to the Rambam, there's no problem. In the world of Shogeg, be commandam, everyone agrees Tana Bechizkiya in the world of Shogeg. In the world of describing Margetzeh and Margetzeh, here we have a four-way machlokas, boom, 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 boom. Here we have to make a decision. The Rambam passes like the sugya in Baba Kama, that I point out as a very, very, very complicated sugya. But that's where Reb Chaga is brought. That's why the Re brings him in. In other words, he's taken very seriously in the world of Baba Kama. So there are Mapasins like him in two. But in Shogeg, which is Shogeg Kemezid, that's where the Gemara says Mi Ika. Yes?
But asking the Rabbi Chutzah, what's his source? Is his source Tana de Bechizkiya?
His source is Tana de Bechizkiya, yes.
So the question is, where does he see in Tana de Bechizkiya, Tana de Bechizkiya says, Lo chilakto bo bencho bo ben meitem iskam ishein iskam.
He sees it in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Tesem at Beis, which says, Tana de Bechizkiya, according to Tana de Bechizkiya, eino bar ketala ve eino bar mamon.
Right, but over there, so you think Tana Bechizkiya is referring to Mamon, Ben Mamon Acher, Ben Dmei Neharag. You can't put the divide.
He's only talking, in Sugin, but in is only talking about Dmei Neharag. What, you know, what
we... Tosas put that divider over there. Tosas puts the divider because Tosas learns there's no difference between Shogeg and Eino Miskave.
Yeah.
So he says, so what's the Chiddush in Tana Bechizkiya and Eino Miskave? It has to be a new Chiddush of Dmei Neharag. But according to the Rambam, that does put... That's it. There's a big difference between Shogeg and Eino Miskaven. So you can't put that divider in the words of Tana de Bechizkiya.
You're correct. In other words, according to the Rambam, when Tana de Bechizkiya says Eino Miskaven ke Miskaven, he's really saying Tzvei Din.
Right.
One din is no din of Dmei Neharag. Secondly, you're also potter from Dmei Vlados. On the first one, we paskin like him. On the second, we paskin like Rav Chaga. But that's not the Tana de Bechizkiya that we're talking about in our sugya. That's the Tana de Bechizkiya, turn this Kavin La Rogetzeh Bahar Getzeh.
Like the Tzvei Din is for different reasons?
Different reasons. One of them is Ekroni, and the other is an extension of Kamim Bidrabimine. On the Ekroni plane, we agree that there's no such thing as the Neharag. The Ravid says, like, how did the Rambam also just decide that, you know, like, you don't pass like Rebbe, you don't pass like Rabbana, you don't pass like... You know, that's the writer's question.
No, I'm asking, where do you see the Ekroni part of Tana de Bechizkiya? Tana de Bechizkiya could just have come to the Rabbi. Where did the Rabbi find that as a source? If I learned Tana de Bechizkiya without the Tzvei Din, I could still understand Tana de Bechizkiya.
I hear what you're saying. It's kind of read that the Rambam was Vedaik in the language of the Gemara. Eino, in other words, Eino bar Getala ve Eino bar Mamon. Eino Mishalim Mamon. It's a good question. It's a good question. But again, really the onus is on Rebbe to say there is a concept of Dmei Neharag. That's what the Tosfos Beno Peretz pointed out. Where do we find Dmei Neharag? You go through all of Chumash. Where do you find Dmei Neharag? Yes?
Regarding Tosfos' comments about Reb Chaga, what would Rambam say about that? Meaning, why does Rambam see fit to Paschmark in
the Rambam? The Rambam says that there's no steerer. Reb Chaga is talking about a case of Niskavin La Rogetzeh Bahar Rogetzeh. in Achinami. You're correct. Tana de Bechizkia also says, Ein Neskavin ke Neskavin. He extends the din of coming with Ravine to one and to two. In two, in one we pass like Tana de Bechizkia. In two we pass like Rav Chaga. You're correct that there is a mini machlokes, but that's but when we speak about Tana de Bechizkia, we speak about it in terms of Shoge Kemezid. That's where we pass it like Tana de Bechizkia. That's the Rama Halacha Hay. Here we bring in Tana de Bechizkia. We bring in Rav Chaga. Okay, all of this fits in very nicely. The problem is, and this is what Tosas Yontef points out that, you know, in Baba Kama, is let's look now at Hilchos Nara Besula. Hilchos Nara Besula begins, Hoyesa Michie ve Misas Bezink, Gombito ve Eshes Bito Kayotsebo. Bain Hisrubo, again, we're dealing with someone committing incest with a Gili Arayos, with an Arayos who is a Chi of Misa. Bain Hisrubo, we have Misa on the table. Bain Lo Hisrubo, we call Shogigin. Pater Min HaKnas, okay. Hisrubo is a case of Kamei Midrav Minei. Lo Hisrubo is Tana de Bechizkia, Chi of Misa Shogigim, your Pater Min HaMamon. Then the Ram continues, Shenemar, Im Lo Ye Ason Anoshi Anesh, Haim Yesham Ason, Ein Sham Ones. That is the Kamei Midrav Minei. Va'af al pi shaharigat isha bishgaga shaharei lo niskavnu la shenemar ki inatsu anashim v'nagfu ishahara halamadata shelo chilek ba'ason ben shogeg lemezu lepotro min hatashlumin. Here the Rambam, where we worked so hard, actually we didn't work so hard, but the Griz worked so hard to point out that there's one and there's two. There's shogeg and there's Niskavin Larog Etzev Harog Etzev. In Shogeg we pass like Tana de Bechizkia. In Niskavin Larog Etzev Harog Etzev we do not pass like Tana de Bechizkia. We pass like Rav Chaga. Here the Rambam mushes them together. Here the Rambam brings in Niskavin Larog Etzev as an example of Shogeg, and that you're potter from Dmei Vlados. But the Rambam says black and white that in this situation you are chayiv of Dmei Vlados. This is not a case. Namely, how does one deal with the Rambam in Hilchos Nara Besula, who takes that beautiful chiluk that we made in Hilchos Chovel Umazik between Halacha Hey and Halacha Vav, that the Rambam himself makes, right? That there's a concept of shogeg when you're niskavin leisha, and then there's a concept of go niskavin leisha. That's a different halacha. They're really meshayim dmei vlados like Rav Chagai, and here the Rambam puts them together. Af al pi shaharigas isha bishgaga shaharegu lo niskavnula. That's not what shogeg means. Shaharegu niskavnula. Lo niskavnula is a din of niskaven larog etzev harog etzev. That's not a case of lo chilek ba'ason bin shogeg lemeiz lepotro min hatashlumin. In this case, you're chayev tashlumin. You're chayev dmei vlados. Again, this is the Tosfos Yontef's question. I do not have an answer for it. I asked Rabbi Bednarsh if he came up with an answer. He doesn't have an answer for it either. So, Nitan, it's for you to work on, to figure it out. Okay? Okay. And then he quotes Tana de Bechizkia, Rehu Omer, Makeh Nefesh Behema Yishamena, Makeh Adam Yumas, Makeh Nefesh Behema Lochik Ben Shogi Vemezel Chayevo Tashlumen, Af Makeh Nefesh Adam Lochik Ben Shogi Vemezel Potom Netashlumen. Everything is correct except for the equation between Shogeg and Lo Niskavnu. That according to our whole way of understanding the Rambam is that Shogeg is apples and Lo Niskavnu is oranges. Shogeg you pass like Tana de Bechizkia, Lo Niskavnu you pass like Rav Chagai. That's how we understood the previous Rambams. And over here, the Rambam puts it all together. Don't know. Okay, just one more thing before we leave. Is that okay? I just put on the bottom of the page, Hago'os Ashri Baba Kama. I know we didn't do the little other Tosos. The other Tosos, I don't know whether we will do in Shir next time, we won't do in Shir. You should see them. It'll expand a little bit about what we've been talking about the fact that Tana de Bechizkia has different levels, etc. But just one thing I do want to mention, and that is, just to return, and I apologize that the Hagavos Ashri are not in my computer, so I couldn't print it out. But we'll it deals with a very interesting concept. We pointed out that we have a the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Tes on the base quotes Tana de Beit Hizkia. The Tana de Beit Hizkia says that in the case of Niskavim Laharogzeh Vaharagzeh, Tana de Beit Hizkia says you are patur from Dmei Neherag. Rebbe says you're chayav Dmei Neherag. Tanya says you're patur mineherag. We saw a machlokes between Tosfos, as we set it up, and the Ramban and the Rashba as to why this is. According to Tosfos, you're patur mineherag ekronit. The mineherag doesn't exist. It's not a Jewish concept. It's a non-Jewish concept. Judaism has kofer, shloshim shalev. It doesn't have the mineherag. Machokas Rebbe and Tana de Beit Hizkia, that's why Tana de Beit Hizkia passed it. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, it exists, but Kamalei Midrabanina. Every case of the Meinehrag is a case where the person was murdered. If he was murdered, then there's a Chiyav Misa floating in the air, in the cloud. There's a Chiyav Misa. When there's a Chiyav Misa floating in the cloud, then Kamalei Midrabanina. L'chora, there is a tremendous nafgamina between these two approaches. If Ekronit is no Dmei Neherag, would there be a din of Dmei Neherag Latzei Sidei Shemayim? Would there be a din of, would the Yorshi be able to toe-face Dmei Neherag? No, we'd tell them, that's not Jewish. We don't paskin that way, give it back. You can't insist that the person pay that which the Torah doesn't talk about. But coming to Dravimine, we saw the Gemara in Baba Metzia, and Aftali Aleph, Esna Nosra Torah, Afilu Asra Imo, and Rashi over there, and many Rishonim learned that your Chayav, God says, Yidei Shamayim, that Tfisa works. In other words, that the Meinehrag would be in the world, would be in the rules. That the Dezdin would tell the person, look, technically you're off, but you should just know that you really, in other words, Yidei Shamayim should pay the Yorshim, give them some sort of compensation for this person that you killed. We have a Hagos Ashri who writes as follows in Baba Kama Perek Dalad, in the Siman Dalad of the Rosh, towards the end, Reuven Shehorag Es Shimon, Afal Pi Shechayav Misa, Mishalem Domav LiYorshim, BeBolos Eisidei Shamayim. The Hagos Ashuri quotes in Or Zarua that there is a concept of Dmei Neherag, Lotse Sidei Shamayim, and in a world of Tvisa. Namely, that this approach of the Chachmei Sfarad have a practical nafgamina. If we're working with Tosfos, it would never get off the ground. But the moment that we have a concept of the concept exists. The Meinehrag exists. Rebbe is correct. There is such a world of the Meinehrag, but we're potter because of coming with Rabbi Minei, so then Lotzei Sidei Shamayim and Tfisa are already realities. Okay, please just be aware that this is something which is quoted in the literature, and that, you know, it comes from this side that Rebbe's din of the Meinehrag is not off the wall. That Rebbe's din of the Meinehrag, according to Tosis, it's off the wall, according to Tana Bechizkiya. But you could say that it's not off the wall, it's just that it's overridden with a different principle, but that would still leave it in on the table for the person to take action in a different manner. Okay? Adka. Okay. What I'd like to do with you next time is to ask you to learn the Gemara and Rashi, firstly from where we're up to until the
two dots on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. It's about five lines from the bottom. Okay? It's not a difficult sugya. And also to see after when Gemara and Rashi, also to see the Tosos that we skipped over here, and the Tosos on, you know, where it's on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. And then I have to decide what other Mar Makomos. But basically, I would like to next time get to the two dots, you know, where it's, you know, to cover the sugyas. Basically, we're going to return to things that we've already seen. We've already seen Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, the concept of kares also entering into the world of kami midrab minei. So it's more a question of just filling out, you know, it's. Issues that we've already basically discussed. You know, okay, so that we'll talk about. I'll add Mar Makomos, but not today probably. So today, if you can Chas Hashir, of course, but also you can learn Gemara, Rashi, and Tosos until the two dots, and then I'll try and fill in with some other Mar Makomos. Okay, Shat Bracha V'Hatzlacha. I may be, you know, there's the Yom Iyun of Machon Pua that was supposed to be 2 weeks ago. So I plan to be a part of it. So the afternoon certainly I won't be here. I just have to decide whether I want to go to the 12:15 session as well. So that I have to think about.